My soul says yes. Yes, Lord. Yes to your way. Yes to your will. Yes to trusting you. Yes to obeying you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Well, good evening. God bless you wherever you may be. You're tuned in to the Six Eyes Motivational Monday with yours truly. God bless you. It's good to be here on today. Thank God I am alive and well. And I pray that you are well and in good health. How is your overall mental on today? God bless you. I hope it's a 10. It should be no less than an 8. But if it is, we pray that by the end of this program that it would have been elevated at least to the level 8. I love you with the love of God. We're going to encourage you the best we know how on today. It is truly an honor and a privilege to be here with you on this platform with Blog Talk. Working from the Six Eyes Radio Network. God bless Brother Charles, the founder, and all of those that render support to this radio program, whether you're supporting financially, whether you're working within our team. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Hey, this is the day that the Lord has made. I made a conscious decision to rejoice all in it. The day has gone by, and we're at the end of it, and I want to be able to tell you, and I can tell you, rather, that I had a wonderful, restful day. Normally, because of my schedule, I try to make Mondays my particular rest day, my time of being able to handle whatever deals that I need to take care of business-wise, or just to relax. Sometimes I get an opportunity to go out and get a little golf in there. I choose not to do no golf in the day. I just took some time and just rest and went out and bought me some new shoes, some tennis shoes to walk in and to work in. Amen. So I want to thank God for allowing me to be able to find some two good pairs of shoes that didn't cost me an arm and a leg. Amen. But they're going to do the job that I needed. The actual style of shoe that I was looking for, and I walked right up on it. Amen. With a good price. And so I just thank God. You know, I learned just to be thankful for the little things. A lot of times we're looking for great, big, grand things. But you know what I'm also thankful for? And I probably should have mentioned it first, but nevertheless, I am thankful that when I woke up, my wife was still alive and well. Amen. My children are doing well. My oldest son called me Say, Pops, I'm just calling you. Amen. My youngest son is doing well, and I'm just thankful just to hear their voices. Amen. I'm thankful that they're alive. Are you thankful of your loved ones? Considering all the funerals that are going on around the world, consider all the mishaps that's happening in the world, we take for granted that our loved ones are going to be there always. And, you know, unfortunately, that's not the case. One day, we're all going to receive that call to go home. What do you mean, preacher? Well, I mean, Earth is not our final destination. Be it whether you are a believer or not, there coming a day when all the dead shall stand before the Almighty and receive their individual eternal judgment. Oh, yes, I believe that with my whole heart. I know that to be true. We are coming to a day where we have to give an account for the life that we live. And many people will say, well, I don't believe in eternal punishment. Okay. And some people don't even believe that they may not even be a heaven. Okay. And what you believe, okay, you have a choice to believe what you want to believe. But here we want to tell you the truth. There's the truth that we have to give an account for this life. And in this life, be it good or bad, right or wrong, we're going to have to answer for it. And apart from the saving grace of Jesus Christ, no matter how much good I've done, I don't have the ticket to get into heaven. That ticket can only come through the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Why is that, preacher? Because that's what the Almighty said. He sent his own beloved Son to redeem mankind from that eternal punishment. And it's so simple just to receive it. I know life can be challenging. You can have good days, some bad days. But at the end of it, what you do, only what you do for Christ will last. The Bible teaches that all of our work is going to be put to the fire. And only the purest of things that we do is going to be able to go through the fire without our works being burned up. Well, what is good works? Good works are the works that we do here in this world that God can get the glory from. That's right. There was a man that gave this testimony that he stood before God and he had done many good things in this world. He built an orphanage. And he had started food programs, done a lot of things for a lot of people. His name was known for his generosity and his giving. But as he stood before the Lord said, you did all of that for you. You did all of that for your name. So you don't get credit for it here in heaven. And somebody might think that that was cruel. Somebody may think that that should not have been the case. Well, if I was visiting your house and you had white carpet all through your house, starting at the front door, and I was seeking entrance to your house, and you said, yeah, you can come in, but you have to remove your shoes. And I don't care how much I tell you how new my shoes are, how nice they are, what brand they are, how much I spend for them. The fact will remain, you, the owner of the house, will say, yes, but you still must remove your shoes. If I want to come into your home, I will have to remove my shoes. And that will be a simple request because it's your home. God gave us a simple request. Believe in the one whom he has sent. Believe in the one, not two, not three, not four, but the one that whom he had sent. And that is the beginning of true understanding and wisdom. But to have the right fear of God, God said it, that settles it. Amen and amen. And that's what we must truly understand. So once again, you are tuned in to the Six Eyes Motivational Monday with yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. God bless you on today. I love you with the love of Christ. I'm going to play a song or two, and I'll be back with prayer. I want you to get your prayer requests. Hopefully you had some things wrote down for the Lord on today, things that you want to petition time to get your paper and pencil and write down the names of those that you need God to touch, to heal, to deliver, to save. Maybe you have some personal prayer requests, some things that you want God to work on you. And as we go to God in prayer together, we're going to submit those prayer requests to him. But at the moment, let's take this moment to listen to some wonderful, good, gospel music. Amen and amen. So we'll be back in just a moment.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. Meant so much more, still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path, opening every door. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. I haven't seen, no,
ears haven't heard, all you have said for me.
And nothing, no, nothing,
and nothing can separate
me
from your love.
When there's so much more, the calling on my life is worth fighting for, and I'll keep my mind stayed on you, Jesus, because the peace it brings is worth fighting for, and I'll be faithful to my wife and children, because my family is worth fighting for. No, this world is not but your kingdom here is worth fighting for. I got a mansion over in glory, and my new home is worth fighting for. Till I see it, I'll shout out, hallelujah, here, hallelujah, life with you is worth fighting.
My past, my past, I pass away. Now I'm here. Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road.
And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network.
The favor of God stops your being manipulated by the circumstances. People say, well, under the circumstances, so-and-so. Well, what are you doing under the circumstances? With the favor of God, you're supposed to be on top of the circumstances. Stop being manipulated by circumstances. Stop worrying about the unknown. Some of you are young and you're worried about the unknown. Stop it. If you have favor with God, it will be well with you. It will be well with your children. It will be well with all you put your hands to, because the favor of God is already in the future, working out the future. Things you don't even know are about to happen. God has already straightened them out in your behalf, because you and you and you are favored of God.
What is the church? Is the church a building? Is the church a pastor? Or the staff? Is the church the music? The tradition? Or the ministries? These are all good things. But they are not the church. Take them away, and the church is still here. Why? Because you are still here. The church is you. The church is you with a purpose. The church is you on a mission. The church is you with a plan, a simple plan, to plug into God at a weekend service, to charge up in a small group community, to live out using your gifts and passions, and to pass on your faith to those who do not know Christ. When you and I live like this, all the things we used to do in church become things we do as the church. God desires it. The world needs it. And we are called to be it. What is the church? The church is you.
Hi, I'm a Christian.
And I'm a Christian too.
You know, in order to influence the world, we have to learn how to connect with them.
Oh, that's great. You know, I can connect. I'm bilingual.
Wow, you speak two languages.
Yeah, I speak English and Christianese.
Chinese, that's cool.
No, not Chinese, Christianese.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of that.
That's because they don't teach it in school.
Yeah, it doesn't ring a bell. Can you give me an example?
Well, I'd love to, but in order to show you how, I'd have to have someone here.
Well, that's great. Meet my friend Lauren.
Oh, you brought a friend.
Yeah.
That's great. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
You need to get saved.
Saved from what?
What I'm trying to say is you need to be born again.
So are you talking about, like, reincarnation or...
Look, if you don't get set, or if you're not born, look, you basically, you just have to turn or burn, okay? Turn or burn.
Look, what my friend's trying to say is, Jesus wants to have a real relationship with you and be a part of your life.
Oh, I get it.
See? I told you everyone understood Christianese.
Do everybody understand our language? Can everybody relate to us? Well, of course not. But it's very important that we learn how to relate to others as we go our day-to-day lives. It's important for born-again believers to have a worldview. In order to be kingdom effective, you must be kingdom-minded. Our job as believers is to influence the world with the presence of Christ operating through our lives. There are so many things that's going on in the world through social media, commercialism, our day-to-day activities. We can find ourselves being influenced by so many things. But before I continue that conversation, let us go to God in prayer. Once again, hopefully you have your prayer requests ready on your heart and mind or written down on your paper. A little while ago, I had people to write down 10 things that they wanted to pray about that did not include them. And because so often we can be so, excuse the word, self-absorbed that we forget that as fruit trees, we're not here to feed ourselves, we're here to feed others. It is the job of someone else to feed us. It's the job of the soil, the foundation, to feed us so that we may produce good fruit so that others that are needing what's in the fruit can have it to live. There's something in you, there's a gift, there's a talent, there's a word that God is giving you, there's a prayer that God is giving you that's meant for someone else. And the problem is we have been influenced by the world to be so concerned with ourselves that we forget that I am my brother's keeper. Let's go to God in prayer as we pray for our world today. Many of you, you have your prayer requests before you. And so, Heavenly Father, as we come to your throne room today, we come before you with humble heart and thanksgiving. We thank you for allowing us the opportunity just to stand before your grace. We ask for personal forgiveness of any sins that we may have committed or our sins of omission. We ask for your forgiveness because we know grace gives us that opportunity to be cleansed from sin, that we may stand before you as your holy children. We come to you today, Lord, seeking your intervention on the behalf of different loved ones and different circumstances. We lift up our mothers and our fathers to you to say thank you for them, that you will continue to bless them and strengthen them in their lives. Some of our parents may not know you as Lord and Savior. And we ask, Father God, for your influence in their lives, that we have a level of influence that would touch their heart to say yes to you, that would listen to the gospel truth. We pray for our siblings, our brothers and sisters in the natural. We pray for them that they would know you as Lord and Savior. Many of them are going through certain conditions in their bodies. So we lift you up, we lift them up before you, Father God, that you would touch their brokenness, be it in the flesh or in the spirit. We pray now, Father God, that you will allow your word to penetrate their heart for healing, and for deliverance. For those that are dealing with health issues today, our uncles, our aunties, our parents, our siblings, we lift them up before you right now, Father God, that you, Lord God, would just strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, as you do it, we say thank you right now. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you are intervening, that you are touching them, you're strengthening them, you're strengthening them in their body, you're strengthening them in their mind. Those that are trying to lose weight, get their health back under control, those are dealing with health issues. God, we pray, Lord God, that you are working on their behalf, oh God. And God, as you do it, Lord God, we just say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are touching them right now. We believe that you was wounded for our transgressions. You was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon you. And by your stripes we are healed. So we thank you now, Lord God, for divine healing in their lives, Lord God. You know what their conditions is, whether it be a migraine, whether it be sickle cell, whether it be asthma, whether it be an eye condition, whether it be a skin condition. Whatever it is, Lord God, we know that you are more than able. You healed the leper, Lord God, by speaking, telling them just to stretch out their hand, Lord Jesus. And if they stretch their hand towards you, you sent forth healing into their body. You healed those that was lame and wasn't able to walk correctly, didn't have the strength to walk. God, I believe that even on this evening, God, that somebody is receiving strength in their feet and their ankle bones to stand on their own two feet, that they're receiving strength to walk around, that their natural blood circulation will begin to take place in their body, that swelling that may be in their legs will begin to decrease even now in the name of Jesus. I am praying, Father, that you would touch those knees, Lord God, those aching knees, that the arthritis that would try to settle in to the bones and joints. Lord God, that you will remove that inflammation, Lord God, that you will help us, Lord God, to drink the proper amount of fluids, Lord God, water in our body, Lord God, that will lubricate, Lord God, our joints naturally, Lord God. God, I'm praying right now, Lord God, that you will give us a mindset to be more healthy in the things that we eat and how we eat and how often we eat. Give us strength, Lord God, and self-control that, Lord God, we will begin to even pray more, to seek your face more, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. It's us that's standing in the need of prayer, Lord God. Even as we pray for our world today, Lord God, you said that if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, so, God, we lay our sins on the altar. We lay our wrongdoings on the altar of forgiveness. And we say thank you now, Lord God, as we pray for our leaders across the world, our president, Lord God. We know the queen was laid to rest this past week, Lord God. So we're praying for the new king now. If he embark in this new position, Lord God, new authority, Lord God, we're praying for him that he, Lord God, will rule as you govern his heart, Lord God. Thank God for all those that make up his leadership, those that will be counselors and advisors. But God, we pray, Lord God, that he's able to hear from you. In the name of Jesus, we pray for all the other countries, their leaders, their presidents, their kings, their queens, Lord God, whomever may be in charge of their nation as a whole. We pray, Lord God, that they are able to have an ear to hear from you. Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you ordain governments and organizations, Lord God. You ordain that. But, Lord God, many abuse it. And so we are praying, Lord God, that your spirit of peace will come across the nations, Lord God, giving them, Lord God, the desire to work with their neighboring countries, Lord God. And as they're doing it, Lord God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We know that the scripture tells us in the latter days there shall be wars and rumors of wars. But, Lord God, we know that we are encouraged to pray and to seek your face. And so we are asking, Lord God, as we are encouraged to keep on praying to you, to keep on calling on you, to keep on leaning on you. Lord God, we trust your counsel, Lord God. We trust your guidance to work on our behalf. We thank you for our men and women of law enforcement, Lord God, that are designed there to keep the peace in our communities, Lord God, to serve and to protect. But, Lord God, we pray that they are vigilant, that they have the alertness to do their job, that no evil will fall upon them unaware, Lord God, that they are able, Lord God, to stay safe, Lord God, and to keep the community that they are assigned to watch over, Lord God, in peace, Lord God. And, Lord God, as evil arise, Lord God, give them the strength and courage, Lord God, to bring it down. And so we thank you now, Lord God. We thank you for spiritual leaders, Lord God, all of our bishops, our apostles, our pastors, and our many teachers, evangelists, and prophets. God, we know that you gave the fivefold ministry there for the edifying of the body. Lord God, that we will come into the unity of faith, Lord God. And so, God, we pray now for unity of faith. Help our faith, Lord God, to grow stronger in you and your word. Help us as a people, Lord God. Lord God, regardless of our skin tone, our gender, regardless of what country we're from, Lord God, when we have said yes to Jesus, we are of one body, and that's the body of Christ. We are of one nation, and that's the kingdom of heaven. Help us today, Lord God, to focus on those things that brings us together more so than those things that separate and divide us. Give us, Lord God, how to be our brother's keeper. Give us, Lord God, how to, Lord God, pray for one another. You said in your word, Father, that the strong should bear the infirmity of the weak. Give the strong strength and courage that they may do exactly what you said, so that the body of Christ will be built up like you need it. And we thank you now, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are doing exactly what you said. And we thank you, Father God. We love you today. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy towards us. We thank you for your kindness towards us. Lord, we just thank you right now. You are good to us, and you have been good for us. We thank you. Father, we need your influence in our lives. So many things in this world are challenging us and directing us. But, Father, we ask that the voice that speaks loudest, the loudest in us and through us, is your voice. So help us to stay humble and submissive to you, Father, that we may hear you as we should. We love you today, God, and we thank you for your great love towards us. Thank you for teaching us how to love our neighbor as ourselves. But, Lord God, that may be the issue. Help us to know how to love ourselves right so that we'll be able to love our neighbors right. And as you do it, God, we just say thank you. Thank you now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for touching those that are on our sick and shut-in list, oh God. You know each one by one and name by name. You see their conditions and what they're dealing with in their health. And God, you are able, oh God, to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. So we say thank you, Father. We thank you for the rest of our week, Lord God. We ask that you will bless the programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, that it will be encouraging to all the listeners that tune in at the appointed times that they may be encouraged, Lord God. We thank you now for our each team that has a program that, and we pray, Lord God, that you encourage their heart to keep on keeping on, and we thank you now. We thank you, Lord God, even as we lift up Brother Six as the founder of this radio station. God, we thank you for him, and we ask that you continue to strengthen his heart. We ask that the spirit of grief do not overwhelm him, that he will have strength to keep on keeping on. And those that he stands to encourage, we ask that he be the example of their encouragement, that he will have the influence that he needs to impact their lives so very much, to live holy, to live right. And we say thank you, Lord. We thank you right now. In the mighty, majestic name of Jesus Christ, all these prayers we submit to you, Father God, and more, our unspoken prayer requests, we submit to you. Our unwritten prayer requests, we submit to you. The thing that we should have been praying for, God, we ask through the Holy Spirit that you will reveal it to our hearts, that we'll know how to come before you better the next time. And we say thank you now, Lord. We love you today, and we thank you for this time of prayer. Lord God, you've been so good to us. You are so kind to us, and we want to say thank you. There's none like you, Father. We can search the heavens high and the earth below, and there's none like you, no, not one. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for who you are, and we thank you for what you're doing and what our eyes just see of the things that you have already done. Lord, we bless your name. We thank you now. You are worthy of all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in our own names, we thank you for your work that you are doing in us and through us. We bless you today, Father. We love you. We love you. We thank you for teaching us how to love you in return. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you, brothers and sisters. I pray that that prayer bless you. I'll be back in just a moment. I see many people are tuned in on today, and we have one song, and then I want to come back and say something to you. Be back in just a moment. So I see somebody on the board turning things on. Hold on what you have for just one moment.
Hey, baby, I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Amen. No texting while driving. Just a word of the wise. Amen. Be safe. We say that word. We tell people to be safe. We know, except the Lord watch the city, the watcher watches in vain. But there's a thing that we can do to be safe, and that is just to follow certain rules and guidelines. Even as we go out our day-to-day lives, nothing wrong with you putting on your mask as you're interacting with other people that you don't know. You're in the public. There's nothing wrong with you putting on the mask. It doesn't mean that you don't have faith or any of those things. It doesn't mean that, but it do mean that you're concerned about others, because you could be a carrier of something, and you don't want to spread. So to bring that level of peace and comfort if we all go about our day-to-day lives. Hey, just put on the mask and interact with people, because you can still touch people through your words. Amen. You may not want to touch everybody because of this or that, but you can touch them with your words. You can say, good morning, how you doing? God bless you. You can say things that are encouraging to others, and I encourage you to do that. We're charged to be influenced. And so what is influence? Influence is the capacity to have an effect on the character or development or behavior of someone or something. That's what it is. It's to have an effect, an impact, and control. And so to say or to hold power and authority, to have supremacy, leadership, guidance, direction, to pressure. These things are words that associate with the word influence. So many things have a effect or effect within our life. That word effect, that's A-F-F-E-C-T, is a verb meaning to influence or to have an impact on something, which causes the noun effect, which is E-F-F-E-C-T, that's positive or negative, resulting in the being affected by. So you were sweating today. That means you were affected by the sun. The sun shined on you, and because it was shining on you, it caused heat to rise up in your body and your pores to open, and your body began to perspire, to have to sweat. So to have an effect on someone is to do something towards them that causes something to happen. And so can you do something to cause someone to smile? Oftentimes we do stuff to cause people to curse, cause people to be saddened. But what if we all focus on doing something that will cause someone else to smile? And don't say, well, what about me? I found out that I'm happiest when other people around me are happy. So if you want to change your happiness state, promote a atmosphere of happiness so that you can't help but to be happy because you have filled the room with joy. The word impact is an action word. So it is the action of one object coming forcibly into contact with another. Impact, you know. She ran the red light and impact the oncoming vehicle. That's forcefully. What have you forced to happen? Have you forced your marriage to be successful? Have you forced your children to respect others? What impact have you made by combining your force, your influence, on someone else that could not be avoided, that someone was definitely impacted, connected by your action? And then there's a level of control. Control is the power to influence or direct people, behavior, or the course of events. Self-control is one of the greatest things that we can ever do So regardless to what others may do in this world, self-control is the greatest of all control, because self-government, after all, is what God really intended for mankind. Notice in Genesis, in the garden, God didn't have to tell Adam, love me and love me only. He didn't have to tell Adam not to sin, not to steal his neighbor this and that. It was only after the fall of man, failing to have self-government, that all these rules began to come in play. Because God had to say, don't do that. Don't do that. Okay, don't do that. Don't do that. I like children. Are you a parent? It's amazing that you didn't have to teach your child to say no, but you did have to teach them how to say yes. Same for us, spiritually. God didn't have to teach us to say no. For some reason or another, that became automatic. I don't want to do that. That became automatic. But he had to teach us how to say yes. And he had to impact us with his word. Christ came to have an impact in this world, like a giant comet falling from heaven. He impacted the world. What impact do you have in the world? Impact, again, your life is to impact, to connect, to cause and effect with this world. These things are very important for us as believers to understand how they work so that we may function well with others and fulfill the duty that God has given us individually. Now, I got a couple of people whose mics are open. I think that you probably want to say good evening, hello, how you doing? So I say to you, welcome.
Hello, Dad.
Good evening. You are enjoying Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonding on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Hello, surrounding city and states, faraway countries, Motivational Monday with Pastor Bonding, only on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Hello to all.
Hey, big bro.
God bless God you. Bless. Yeah, all you guys. All right.
God bless everyone. Amen. I see all the lines are open.
Good evening, Pastor Bonnet, and also would like the listeners to know, just in case they want to tune in tomorrow night, the Word of the King will be moved up to 1 p.m. tomorrow night, tomorrow for the Word of the King on Six Eyes Radio.
Move up or back to 1 p.m.?
To 1 p.m., it's moved forward from 8 p.m. normally to 1 p.m. And also, I would appreciate your prayers coming this Thursday. I have my stress test coming up.
Amen. 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 Anyone else? God bless you.
I want to praise the Lord.
All right. All right.
He's helping my body from that cellulitis, and it's been so good today that I felt better, and then there's up and downs that goes with it. But you know, I know God's in control. He's on the throne, so just leave it at that.
Amen. Amen. Well said. Amen. Well, it is a pleasure to hear from all of you on this evening. God bless each of you, one and all.
Hello, Daddy.
God bless you, Sister Emily. How you doing?
Well, you know, after what happened today, I just got to say it had to have been God, because I went to a food pantry today.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, after Sister Ruth and I split up from being at the food pantry together, some man walked up and handed me a $50 bill.
Wow. Look at God.
He walked up. He goes, "Excuse me, ma'am," and I thought maybe I dropped something. And I said, "Can I help you?" He says, "Honey," he goes, "here." He said, "God told me to give you this." Mm. And I wasn't thinking nothing of it because he had it like kind of rolled, kind of like a donut roll type deal.
Uh-huh.
And he says, "Put your hand out." And I'm thinking, what in the world is this man up to? Here, he puts this roll in my hand, closes my hand, and walks off. He says, "Now, God bless you." I open my hand, I turn around. The man was already halfway down the road.
That's right.
And I'm like, whoa. And then unexpectedly the day I went and checked my post office box.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a $300 check in it.
Mm.
And she didn't tell you all of it, Pastor Bonnet. What she went and did, she told me that she went and bought something for me to share the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
That's your testimony.
Amen. So talk about the blessings flowing.
Well, you know, there could be a reason she got that money. God must have a reason for her to have that. And I would say she's blessed and just praise the Lord that she's saved.
Amen. The reason she got that money because God meant it. Didn't y'all not hear my commercial about favor? Did you not hear it? I know you heard it because you was on here when it started.
Amen.
The favor of God.
I was away from my phone when it started, Dad. But I was on there, but I wasn't close enough to hear.
The favor of God stops your being manipulated by the circumstances. People say, "Well, under the circumstances, so-and-so." Well, what are you doing under the circumstances? With the favor of God, you're supposed to be on top of the circumstances. Stop being manipulated by circumstances. Stop worrying about the unknown. Some of you are young and you're worried about the unknown. Stop it. If you have favor with God, it will be well with you. It will be well with your children. It will be well with all you put your hands to, because the favor of God is already in the future, working out the future. Things you don't even know are about to happen. God has already straightened them out in your behalf because you and you and you are favored of God.
Now, as they would say in the Southern Church, "Yeah, man."
Don't forget that guy with the big stick. Remember the guy with the big stick we got on video? That guy got so excited, I think he scared a few people because he ran around with his big stick while he's preaching.
Yeah, he was about, you remember Moses, and he was talking about how Moses had the rod of God in his hand. He was beating on the pulpit and everything with it.
Amen. So the favor
of God comes
in our, the favor of God in our lives. Favor is not meant to be fair. It's meant to be for the individual who has it. And so when God favors you, I'm looking at a check that I got today. It is rightfully mine. I earned it. But I have to submit my paperwork for my checks to come in from the account that I do, one of the accounts that I do. And when I got in today, I was going to get my shoes. I saw that I had a check here. And I was like, "Oh, okay." They sent me the check without me even asking for it. Normally I have to fill out, you know, send in my request, send in my work order.
And I'm looking, I'm like, okay, I've already got this money. I said, I guess God wanted me to have this money early. So I just say thank you. And I ain't going to say the amount because y'all, you might ask for something. Nah, but not. Amen. But nevertheless, God has constantly blessed his people because he's just that good. God knows what we need. And that man has the favor of God on his life, and that's what it means to give God the glory. He didn't stand around to wait for you to give him any kind of accolade other than your initial thank you when he put it in your hand. That's all was necessary because he said, the Lord said, give this to you. And we have to learn in this life when God gives us instruction, it's not for us to get the glory, it's for God to get the glory. We should never try to take God's glory. Just be satisfied with the fact that God chose to use you. And if God bless you to tell you to give somebody something, he's entrusting you. And I did a series one time back talking about, can God trust you with money? You know, sometimes we think that because we have a large amount of money, that that's for us to go and buy new stuff and to say that God is blessing us. But maybe that money was for you to help this person or that person. Maybe that money was for you to sow here or there. And we have to learn to trust God like that. We have to learn that. That's a process of being trusted. Those of us that are parents and that have ever sent our child to the store to purchase something from us, we had an idea of how much it costs, maybe to the exact amount of what it's going to cost. And so in the beginning stages, we only gave that child just enough to cover what we wanted them to pick up because we didn't want them to add nothing to it. And just in case they forgot to change, we wanted to make sure it wasn't nothing that's going to cost us to lose something. But as they proved themselves over time to bring back the change and to bring back what was required, what was asked of them, then we trust them with a bigger bill amount. And told them, go get this. And then we allowed them, because they were faithful, to get something for themselves. And so I think God grows us the same way. He gives us a little to see how faithful we will be. After all, God knows our several abilities. He knows what we are able to do and what we are able to handle. Some of us, we can't handle being rich in money because we have bad management skills. Some of us, we're too, we don't have the understanding that all of our money is not meant to bail out everybody. And sometimes I may have the money to give you to pay this or that. But if you haven't learned how to manage your money, if you haven't learned how to govern yourself, then I would be wrong to rescue you when the jam that you got in was because you wanted to splurge instead of pay your bills first. I love the story about the widow woman that came to the prophet. Her husband had died. He was a servant along to that prophet. And she said to the man of God, my husband, your servant, is dead. And we have creditors that have come. And in order to pay the debt, they're going to take my two sons, the strength that was left to help me. And he asked her, what do you have in the house safe? And it's so important for us to know that it is a responsibility of the believers to say something. Her response was, man of God, I have nothing save a little pot of oil. That's all. And for him to speak to her in this matter was for her to trust God with the little. So he says to her, okay, you only say the little, and it's just a little oil. We can work with that. You don't have to have a great big bank account for God to help you. You can just hold on to those five little dollars instead of going out buying that fast food today, and you kept that $5 and said, I might need this tomorrow. I'm going to hold on to it. And when a circumstance arises, God can use that simple five little dollars. He can use the little. When we learn how to save a little. So he gives her instruction to trust God. He says to her, I know that you're in debt, but what I need you to do now is to go borrow vessels. He didn't tell her to go borrow money because he was showing her how to work her way through her crises. And so sometimes God don't give us work, money, to pay our way out of our crises. He give us an idea. And so he gave her an idea. Go borrow vessels. Borrow many. Don't borrow just a few. Borrow as many. So she had to, first of all, encourage herself and gird herself or grip herself to have confidence in her neighbors to lend her pots, vessels, jars. She had to have courage to do that because, after all, she was in a situation where it was her time was short. So she couldn't delay. She had to move quickly. Sometimes we miss the blessing that God has for us because we delay. We delay when the idea came to us, we were supposed to move with it swiftly. And we're supposed to trust what God has said. That's why it's so important to have a pastor, someone that can speak spiritually over your life. That's why it's important to have a fellowship. That way you have a group of counselors. Sometimes you may need counseling in certain areas so that you may make better decisions. These things have purpose. And so the man of God, the prophet, tells her what to do. And so she had to trust the wisdom of the man of God who was instructing her as she trusted God to do what the man of God was saying. So her faith was first released in just obeying the simple thing. A lot of times in the Pentecostal movement churches, you will hear the preacher say, I need you to reach up and grab it. And in your natural mind, you're like, grabbing what? What for? No, you have to escape the natural to embrace the supernatural. It makes sense for someone who was in debt to go and borrow. But because she was obeying the spiritual leader to do something, she had to understand that what he's telling her to do is something that's going to put her in a spiritual atmosphere. that's an atmosphere that was greater than her current condition. And so many times the blessing of God comes through you following the prophet. Oh, yeah, and there's scripture for that. Obey the prophet and so shall you prosper. See? So going on, the story goes on, and after she did that, he told her to go in the house, close the door with you and your servant, and begin to pour from the little pot of oil into all the others. Now, the hardest step for her had to be once she closed the door and she's looking at this little jar of oil and she pours it into another vessel and that vessel filled up. Once her eyes saw the miraculous, the miracle in operation, her faith exploded. You got to realize, you and I have to realize that what's going to release us is when we see through our obedience the gifts of God being in operation. The reason why I speak highly of tithing is because I got too many testimonies of God proving verse 11 in my life. Too many. So I understand that the principle of tithing works, period. There's nothing anyone can say to me otherwise because it's been proven in my life. It's been tried. It's been proven. Years ago, I challenged people if they read certain scriptures in life and will follow them, and later on God affirmed the actions of that scripture, to go back and write it in their Bible, the letters TP, which stands for tried and proven, so that when they are reading scriptures or sharing with others, they will see those TP and remember their own testimonies that, oh, I know this work because I got TP right here written in my Bible of this being tried and proven. The woman goes and she pours in, and she tells her son, bring me another vessel. And she sees this miracle. So her two sons, they are witnessing God supernaturally do something that is impossible. But because they had an impact with the prophet and they obeyed it to the letter, they begin to see things that did not make sense in the natural. But because God is our supernatural, he was doing something marvelous in their sight to show his great strength. There's time in our life when God will flex for us. Oh, yeah. I think this is one of those opportunities when God just was flexing his greatness. Oh, yeah, I thank it. I thank it because me as a man, every now and then I like to flex in front of my wife. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Every now and then I like to show, baby, I still got it. Yeah, I flex. I do something that's tangible that she can see. Oh, yeah, something that will cause her eyes to light up. Oh, yes. Because of the relationship that we have, I like for her to know, baby, I still got you. I can still handle you. I can still take care. I flex. Oh, yeah. That's me in the natural. So you can imagine God, who said he's not going to have no other God before him, You can imagine from time to time he just want to flex. Mm-hmm. He want to show himself strong in our eyes. Why? Because he's daddy. Man, just because he's daddy. Sometimes things he wants to do for us because he can. And when we obey him and when we have been obedient to him, another scripture falls in place. He said, if you will delight yourself in the Lord, he'll grant you the desires of your heart. That means things you haven't spoken that you wanted, God will grant you those things. Now, I testified earlier about me picking up two pairs of nice shoes. The shoes that I had on was a particular style, and I really, really, really like those shoes, but I don't wear them out. And I said, I can't keep wearing these shoes because eventually it's going to hurt my feet because they don't wear out on the side. And I said, but I just like the shoes, the style of it, everything. I said, oh, this is what I want. And when I went to Burlington, of all places, I don't mind telling you where I bought the shoes from, Burlington. I went to Burlington to pick up the shoes. I found the exact pair of same style shoes. The ones I had on my feet was dark brown, and the ones that I picked up, they was all black. But the exact same style that I was looking for, picked it up. And with the right size and everything, you know, and although I was looking for a different style tennis shoe, I turned around and I found them too. He'll grant you that. And the style shoe in the regular department store would have cost me twice as much. But I was able to get both of those pair of shoes for the price of a regular standard pair of shoes. No shoes today cost you. You go and get any type of name brand shoe today, you're expected to pay $80, especially for a good pair and up. But I was able to get both of those under that price and added something else in the ticket. So I tell God, thank you, because he granted me the desire of my heart, not because I was trying to splurge or buy some shoes so I could show off that I got from this. No, I needed some new shoes. And God did it. So when we recognize God in the little things of our lives, in the little moments of our lives, and know how to tell him thank you, he know how to organize our steps to send us into the right places. I've had notion to go to this place. And I told y'all years ago, I have a desire to bless another preacher with a pair of shoes because I saw that the shoes that he had on, they was well-worn. And I said, a person of his stature who was before other people, his position, of his titlement, I'm like, no, he needs some better shoes standing before the people. Because although they may not mean much to him, people judge what they see. And so it's just in my heart to do for him. And because I was diplomatic about it, I stood by him, sized his shoe foot up with my, so I know what size to get. And I purpose in my heart to give this man of God some shoes. And when I went and looked and looked and looked and looked and found shoes in the style of shoe that he was already wearing, that I've seen him wear, the salesman began to point upward. And I wonder why he's pointing upward. And I'm saying, I'm good. I'm ready to check out, you know. He said, nah, look. And I said, I'm good. I'm good. And him being persistent in me looking, I looked, and there was a sign that said, buy one pair of shoe, get two free. Now, I had wanted some shoes for myself, some dress shoes, but I had denied myself prior to. I said, I'm not going to do it now. I may have some other thing coming up. And it was on me to restrain myself from purchasing something for myself. But it was heavily on me to make sure that I purchased those shoes for someone else. And when I did that, I realized that God had positioned me to be blessed. So I paid for those pairs of shoes for him, but I was able to get two pairs of shoes for myself of equal value. Of equal value. And so I think I got both of them pair of shoes today. So God blessed me because I was willing to be a blessing. Going back to our story, the woman of God was receiving a miracle, first of all, because she was obedient to the man of God. And the Bible says that when she got to the last pot and she said to her son, bring me another. And they said there was no more. Then the oil stopped. And she went back to the man of God and she said, man of God, they are all filled. He said, good. Now go pay your debt. Pay your debt. That's so important for us as believers that we understand that some of our money that comes for us, before we go to spend it on this, that, and the other, let's pay our debts. Let's pay what we owe. It's not right for us as believers to tell people we're going to pay them, and we don't. Pay what we owe. That's only right because imagine the times that you have loaned money and the person did not give it back. Now, I have a principle. Number one, I never loan anything I need. I don't do that. Because if you don't pay me back, because it was something that I needed, now I'm at a point of despair. So it's not wise to do that. But anytime I've loaned money to people, I learned to loan them money based on this condition. I loan them what I'm able to loan with the understanding, pay me back when you can, and if you can't, God will. It's not an excuse for you not to pay me back, but it's a release to me so that if you don't pay me back, I'm not broken by it. Some of the best friendships or relationships that could have been is because of money. Money can change a circumstance faster than lightning. So he tells her, now that you have this blessing, don't go and parade it. Go and sell it. So everybody she had borrowed the vessel from, she borrowed an empty vessel, so all she had to do was return the vessel. And so all she had to do was return it. But now she's returning their vessels with oil. So now she's returning and she's selling from the content of what she borrowed. So those that got their vessels back, they paid her for the oil that was now in the vessel. So she had enough money to go and pay all of her debt. Then, here's the blessing. Now she can go and live. L-I-V-E, live. She can live on the rest. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. She had no sorrow behind it. It put her in a position where she did not have to worry about her creditors anymore. So from the remaining of the oil, it's probably set up her opportunity to buy flour and other things, and maybe she started her own bakery. We don't know. But he conditioned her to succeed. God will position us to succeed in life, but it's up to us to walk through those doors. You know, one of the things, and it's a plug for Ken Wolfgang, one of the things that I absolutely love about Ken Wolfgang, and that was the blind trucking program that he had. For him to be a man that has not his sight, to be willing to help somebody transport something from one place to another, and he don't have his sight. That was to truly walk by faith and not by sight. One of the scriptures that we as believers, born-again believers, use, I walk by faith, not by sight. Time and time I've said in the past, I wish to God that was so true for all of us. But the fact is, for the most part, we walk by sight. And we call it faith, but if we don't see nothing, then we have a different response afterwards. But for you to do something that you cannot see and continue to do it because it's in the benefits of others, and you accept what they give you, because to my knowledge, he don't have a set price for what he charged. That's just an amazing act of faith, because he's trusting the generosity of others, but he's doing something to show that just because he has a deficiency, he don't have to be deficient. Taking a page from that, all of us can have certain indiscretions, certain things that we may not to broadcast, certain habits or certain problems. But when we learn to give God at least a little, he uses that to elevate our faith to much. One of the things that I was teaching as a pastor, talking to the congregation about their giving, I encouraged them to give where they were at that moment. Even those that wasn't certain about tithing, I said, well, tithing is a set amount based on what you receive from the Lord. But if you feel that you're only going to give this amount, purpose in your heart that you won't go below what you now believe. Dedicate that to God and trust him and watch to see what he do. If he blesses you, do better. And as you do better, never go back. Continue to do better. to walk into the place that God wants you. So let's take that away from money, because I know money is a sticky subject with some. Let's use that in, because you owe God more than your money. You owe God your time and your talent. Oh, yeah. It's easy for us to talk about money, but what about your time and your talent? After all, those are gifts also given by God to each of us. From the garden in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, God required one thing out of the garden and told Adam, you can have everything else. God required his strength to maintain the garden. So he didn't allow it to rain because he didn't want it to overload Adam. Read the Bible. And at a certain time each day, God went to spend time with Adam. So to all my people that believe that you can only serve God on the Sabbath, the last day of the week, put God last. That was not the purpose of the Sabbath. The purpose of the Sabbath was to remind us of rest, to position us to do as God did, to work and to reflect on his work and be able to call it good. And you can only call it good when God can truly get the glory from you fulfilling what you were called to do. Be not weary in well doing. That means if I'm not doing well, maybe I should be a little worried. But when I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, I do not have to worry about anything at all, because the rest is in God's hand. So God came to Adam after he sinned, after he violated the one charge of not to do. He came to him to commune with him as normal. He didn't holler from him from the heavens. Lightning didn't come down or strike him down. He came looking for him, and he said, "What, Adam, where are you?" And that's the question today that we are still trying to answer. After all, we are the Adams family. Yeah, we are the race of people that God created. And the question is, where are we? Where are you in your faith? Where are you in your family? Where are you in your life? Where are you in your understanding? Where are you in your belief? Where are you? We cannot hide from God. He sees us no matter where we are. So he's not asking where are we because he's looking for us. No, he can see us. You can be a black ant on a black rock in the blackest of night, and God still sees you. And the question still remains, where are you? And so I ask today to those that are listening, not to answer to me, because the question is not for me, it's for you. Because I myself have to answer this question. Where am I? Where am I? Take a honest examination of yourself and ask yourself, where am I? Where am I in God? Am I where God want me to be? I am where God has allowed me to be. But am I where he want me to be? The saddest thing about that testimony in Genesis, God asked Adam, where are you? And when Adam stood up and came forward, he said, I was naked, so I hid myself. The problem is that Adam and his wife, when they realized they were naked before God came, they had already taken fig leaves and clothed themselves. They had already covered up. And this is what sin does in our lives. It brings a level of shame, and it makes us hide who we are. Clothing was enough. If the clothing was the only issue, he had not a reason to hide. But clothing was not the issue. Obedience was. And that's what we all stand before today. Am I obedient to what God has told me to do? Personal. Yes, thank God for the Bible. That's our guide. That's our biblical instruction before leaving earth. Basic instruction, if you want to say it. But am I doing my kingdom assignment? Am I fulfilling who God say I am? Now, here's the beauty. The beauty now. Notice what God did. The first sacrifice that took place, the first shedding of blood, God turned around and gave them clothing of skin. He covered them, even though they was already had a so-called covering. God knows how to cover us. In other words, he knows how to restore us. So we don't have to hide behind shame when we're not doing this or that right. We have to accept it for what it is and allow God to make the difference in our lives. And he'll do it. That's what grace is for. It brings us into right standing with God. Let's not fight the grace of God. Let's not burden or distress the Holy Spirit that is working in us to present us righteous before God. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. So, hey, I've said enough. I enjoyed this conversation that I'm having with you, even though you're just listening. I pray that something that I said has sparked something in you to trust God a little bit more, to examine self-examination. That's our responsibility as responsible citizens of the kingdom. Govern it. That God has already showed us how to love and given us his rule. And for us to obey that to the best of our understanding is our duty. And so let us do right. Because when we, the children of God, are doing right, then the land can be forgiven of sin and healing to the land can take place. It's all in the scripture. It's all there for us. So let's truly help our land by us as the children of God, turning from our wicked ways, seeking his face so that he will forgive our sins and heal the land. Once again, I love you with the love of Christ. God bless you. God, thank you for listening. I hope you have a takeaway tonight. Amen. I want to always encourage you that whenever you hear a spoken word, that you are able to take away something with you, because it's our job to continue passing on. When we read the Bible, all we're doing is passing on the knowledge that was passed on to us. So hopefully tonight you have a takeaway, something that has encouraged you, something that has helped you to go help somebody else. Maybe you have gotten that part together yourself but didn't know how to express it to help someone else. And so hopefully you got just what you needed tonight to go and help someone else. I hope you got it. And if you didn't, just go back to the program and listen to it again. Replay it. And look for something to use to better someone else. It's there. It's there. Well, I love you. I thank you. Missionary Ken, Brother Six, one of you guys, if you'd like to bring in our information concerning the station, future programming coming on this rest of this week. Missionary Ken gave us a schedule change concerning tomorrow's programming. So if y'all would like to re-echo those, and those of you that are supporting this radio station in your giving, we want to say, first of all, thank you very much, because you trusted God to allow you to give to this station, and we say thank you. Thank you for your gift. No gift is too small nor too large. So if God is encouraging you to give more, do it. Be obedient. And watch how God continue to bless you because of your obedience. We love you again. Brother Six or Ken, all the mics are still open. I don't think I closed them.
All right, so. Pastor Bonnet, I'll just go ahead with the information there. First off, if anybody would like to be a part in getting this message or any other from the Six Eyes Radio Network, all you need to do is go to the podcast section of your smartphone or tablet and enter Six Eyes Radio. That's SIXEYES space radio, RADIO. Click enter, and once we pop up there, just click on subscribe, and you'll have us on your device, on your demand, 7 days a week. And if you have an Android or Apple device, you'll need to download the iHeartRadio app. Once you download that, go to iHeartRadio, enter Six Eyes Radio, and click on enter. And once you do that, click on subscribe, and you'll have us on your Apple or Android device. If you wish to donate to the Six Eyes Radio Network, there are several methods you can donate. First off, if you're a PayPal user, go to PayPal, enter sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's SIXEYES, digit number 6@gmail.com. That's SIXEYES, digit number 6@gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, go to Cash App, enter $ SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, you entered the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. If you wish to send a check or money order, please send Brother Six an email explaining your desire to send a check or money order to his email, sixeyes6@gmail.com. In the subject line, put donation information requested. And in the body of your email, explain you're wishing to send a check or money order and need the pay to and snail mail information to send your check or money order. And once again, God will richly bless you. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And Pastor Bonnet, I have two takeaways from the message tonight. First off, you were mentioning the blind trucking. Well, the reason we are able to do that work as a volunteer service, it's an outreach of the Holiness Bibles for the Blind ministry, and since the equipment has very low maintenance, we're able to do that for volunteer, but we do appreciate any donations given us by the people we haul the loads for or even from the general public, and we do appreciate any donations that are given to us to keep us on the road. And then also we got coming up our website that is going to need to be paid for, so we would appreciate donations for that. And the other takeaway I have for you is you were mentioning about the widow, how she was told by the prophet to do something in order to obey God, and she went and she obeyed the prophet. Well, it's been like a couple years ago, right here on Motivational Monday, when you had another preacher, I think he was like your bishop or something, and we were talking about the bus for the ministry, and he asked, do you know how much one would cost or anything? And he suggested that I go ahead. He gave me direction from the Lord to go research out what one would cost and all of that. Well, I did that. So in all three cases, through the ministry, those are things that we need prayer for that people could donate to.
Amen.
So if you'd like, I could give information on how they could donate to any of those three.
Amen. Go right ahead. You got the platform.
All right. Well, if they wish to donate to either the blind trucking, the website for Holiness Bibles for the Blind, or the bus, they got several options. First off, if you're a PayPal user, just go to PayPal, enter the email address, digit number 2, F as Frank, O as Oscar, R as Randy, digit number 1, then the name Katie, K as Kite, A as Apple, T as Tom, I as an Indian, E as Elephant, at gmail.com, and just enter the amount of your love gift, and in the little box where they ask for what the donation is for, just indicate what it's for, whether the bus, website, or blind trucking. And we here at Holiness Bibles for the Blind thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. If you wish to send a check or money order, you can send that to Holiness Bibles for the Blind. You spell it with a Y, H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Holiness Bibles for the Blind, at P.O. Box 471, Ashtabula, A-S-H-T-A-B-U-L-A, Ohio, 44005. Again, Holiness Bibles for the Blind, P.O. Box 471, Ashtabula, Ohio, 44005. And you write your check or money order payable to Holiness Bibles for the Blind. And if you wish to use a credit card, you just go to our website, Holiness, H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, for the blind.org. Go straight to the bottom of that homepage, and you'll see a link there for our PayPal, but it allows you to use your credit card there. So you can use any of those methods to send funds to any of those three that I already mentioned, either the bus, the website, or the blind trucking. And it, as always, God will richly bless you, and we thank you very much by Holiness Bibles for the Blind. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right, all right. Well, Brother Six, you have any remarks?
Just go back and listen to this show in its entirety. Share with your friends and make sure you tune in and check out Motivational Monday every Monday. On Wednesday, the Six Eyes Radio Network will be celebrating 11 years on the 14th. So I'm excited about that. So come celebrate with us this Wednesday. Six Eyes Radio turns 11 years old. Thank you for your continued support. God bless and good night.
What time?
9 p.m.
Wednesday, that's at 7.
Well, no, we're doing the we're not going to have Bible study on that day.
Okay.
It will be, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, okay. I'll get the information from you later, Six, on that, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. Love you all.
All right, and also remember 1 o'clock tomorrow, 1 p.m., for the Word of the King.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right.
All right.
Well, once again, another great show. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
No, I'm about to say we have two time changes for us to be mindful of, Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday is the anniversary date of the programming being now 11 years. We want to encourage those to try to be a part of that. That program will be and give us the time zone on that so that we can be a part of that commemoration. So give us that information clearly one more time.
So for Central will be 8 o'clock Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and 6 Pacific. So that's 8 Central, 9 Eastern, and 6 Pacific.
All right. That way, wherever you are, you'll know when to tune in. And if by chance you just miss it, you can always go back on demand and listen to it again. I want to encourage those that have been supporting the station financially, that will also be a great day to send financial support to encourage Fix and the programming. So do your very best. We never ask for a specific amount, and we very well could. Especially all those that have partnered with us, we could ask for a specific amount. It would not be wrong of us. But we want to trust your generosity, the Lord in your generosity, to support the best way that you're able. We can ask everybody across the board to give an extra $10, an extra $20, and that will be fine. But God may have told you to do more, and we want you to obey God. But whatever your gift is, please do it with a generous and cheerful heart. God bless the cheerful giver. And so you never want your blessing not to fulfill its purpose. So do it cheerfully. Whenever you do something for the Lord, make sure you do it with a glad heart. Whether it's giving of your finances, giving of your time, or giving of your talent, give it with a glad heart, a glad heart. Be happy to be used by God and watch God bless you. That's my encouragement for you. And once again, I thank you. Is there any other things that I may be missing? Amen.
We're not out the woods yet. We're not out the woods yet. So as you know, the coronavirus is still around. We started off with the coronavirus. It went from the coronavirus to the Delta. It went from the Delta to the Omicron. And now we're here at Ninja. And then there's one more other variant that escapes my mind right now. But nonetheless, please continue to wash your hands vigorously for 60 seconds, sing happy birthday 4 times, and that's your 60 seconds of washing your hands properly. Not just a shh and that's it, but happy birthday to you while you're washing those hands 4 times. Make sure you're practicing social distancing and wearing your mask. Now, they prefer the N95 mask, but if you can't afford to get that one or find those in the stores, please get the cloth mask. You wear that versus nothing. And also wiping down your common areas, your doorknobs, your light fixtures, cell phones, remote controls, various items in your house, doorknobs, spraying your common areas, wiping down your counters, a cap of bleach and the water for the plasticware. And we want you to be safe here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. So thank you. Continue to do that. And God bless. We love you.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, big brother, good hearing you out here tonight.
Speaking of birthdays, one last final announcement of birthdays. The radio station is turning 11, but I am turning more than 11 on the 26th of this month. So, since I've turned over 50, I've been celebrating all month long. Later on, next week I will give my personal cash out to those of you that like to send me a birthday celebration gift. So, love you with the love of Christ. Our time is spent. Thank you again for joining us here on the Six Eyes Motivational Monday with yours truly. I thank God for you, for your time. Please like and share this program and any other programs from the Six Eyes Radio Network. When you go to your social media sites, like and share. What we have done has truly blessed you on this evening. I love you. The best thing you can do is love me back in return. God bless you. Have a wonderful and good night.